WHND, a Night Train production.
Okay, now, I'll tell you what. October 23rd was the week. 66 was the year. This was the countdown for Keener. And song number 30. HMD and Honey 56. Taking a look at Jukebox Memories. Souvenir is 66. That was number 30 in the countdown. When she needs good lovin', she comes to me. Group called the Chicago Loop. How about song 29? You ready? The Seeds.
You're pushing too hard. I'm pushing on me. You're pushing too hard. What you want me to be? You're pushing too hard. Too hard, pushing too hard.
HMD Honey 56 Jukebox Memories. Pushing too hard. The seeds. All right, now, it's 11:36, and we have just begun. That's the number 29 song on the Keener Music Guide Countdown for the week of October 23rd, 1966. And Tom Knight, along with Tim Nixon, taking a look at it. The number 28 song is kind of different. It's the same song done twice by two different artists, both at number 28. Winchester Cathedral, the new vaudeville band, and Dana Roland. Back to back right now. All right, so just kind of kick back your tootsies and listen to Winchester Cathedral number 28 on the Keener Music Guide for October 23rd, 1966. Getting our kicks.
Thank you.
recognize him. From the Motor City, the Supreme 6627 on the list. Groups of 1966, the Supremes, in fact, the top female group, and You Keep Me Hanging On. It became song number 13 overall in the year, but was in fact number 27 on the WKNR Music Guide for the week of October 23rd, 1966. All right. Now, hang on here, because I got to do something. Totally prepared today. Totally prepared for a Together show. We're going to continue with the Top 30 Countdown. Got to sell some groceries, and we will be back in a flash.
Hey, Vanners. Burmeister's warehouse is packed with $1 million worth of van, truck, and car accessories. Van stuff is priced all stock to move out fast and clear the warehouse. Get over to Van Stuff by Burmeister today. Captain's chairs, $98. Sofa beds from $249. GM van running boards, $79.95 a pair. DZ pickup running boards, $59.95. Van Stuff tire covers, $2.95. Aerie sunroofs, $30. Aircraft lights, $5. Four-piece rubber flares, $19. Pickup sliding windows from $39. Valley push bars, $30. Curtains, $2 a pair. Large bay windows, $40. Deluxe 4-inch tube bumpers with hits, $39. Ladders, $29. Roof racks, $18. Fog light kits, $18.95. Fog light covers, $2. Truckload sale on car and truck seat covers. Values to $89. Save big. $29. Sheepskin covers. Regularly $99. Now only $49. Musical horns, $29. Car and van winter storage covers from $69. Just in. Save on car and truck front cover bras from $59. Van Stuff by Burmeister is located on Woodward just north of 13 Mile Road and has new fall hours. Van Stuff will now be open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's every night till 9 p.m. Sunday 11 to 4. That's Van Stuff by Burmeister.
DOC and Kelly and Company are looking for Miss Angel Eyes. She could be you.
Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel. Pretty little angel. Pretty little, pretty little, pretty little.
Enter the Miss Angel Eyes contest. Bring a recent photo of yourself wearing glasses to DOC. No purchase necessary. The winner gets $500 and appears in a DOC commercial. Get details at DOC or watch Kelly and Company. Then enter the Miss Angel Eyes contest.
Pretty little angel eyes.
24 on-air hours of fun and honey on WHN D-Day. Coming soon.
A bus and subway strike immobilize New York City. The U.S. Supreme Court reversed a conviction of Dr. Sam Shepard and released him from prison. Housewives across the country picketed supermarkets today for lower food prices. 1966, a very good year.
Look around, the grass is high, the fields are ripe, it's the springtime.
WHND, Honey 56, the mamas and the poppers, and look through my window before that hazy shade of winter. Who was that group? It was Simon and Garfunkel. I mean, this, you talk about a strange year for 66. A lot of the groups who we were normally accustomed to hearing rocking and rolling were singing ballads, and then hear a ballad group, Simon and Garfunkel, sing something like Hazy Shade of Winter. It sounds like one of the British groups coming over and putting a little rock beat to it, okay? So it's kind of strange, but that was Hazy Shade was number 26, and number 25 was Look Through My Window with the Mamas and the Papas on the Keener Music Guide for the week of October 23rd, 1966. Tom Knight and myself, Tim Nixon, sitting here spinning the old fly black round things today on Jukebox Memories. And I'd like to thank everyone who helped by listening. Yeah, we just got the ratings in for the summer months. And the show, as many of you know, we celebrated our first anniversary, our first birthday last week. And we are up from a year ago. So we really appreciate that. We appreciate your support and everybody who's writing in and sending us cards and letters. Seems like particularly in the last little bit, some real momentum has been struck. And we just wanted to take the time to say thanks to our friends out there. Okay, moving right along now. Detroit area weather for Drayton Plains, Monroe, and Toledo down there. High Toledo, cloudy with periods of intermittent drizzle, a high of 56 today. Tonight, cloudy and a chance of drizzle, a low of 46, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, a high of 57. Right now, it's drizzly and 54. I wonder what it was like in 1966 weather-wise today. I have no idea. No way to find out, probably, either. But I do have the number 24 song in the Keener Music Guide for the week of October 23rd, 1966. It was the Birds. Yeah. Okay, so just hang on. Here we go. I gotta wait a second.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
You hit your heart in a house of bricks and logs. big to open up the door.
Your heart was broken once before. Now my heart can't get near you. I'd like to make up for his mistakes, but another love just scares you. You don't want to let my new love start, so you put a big house around your heart. But I'm gonna keep hanging around till I huff and puff and pull your little house down.
Back up now. Now look at here, little pig. I swear by the hair on my chinny chin chin, I'm gonna find a way to get in. I'm gonna keep hanging around till I huff and puff and blow your little house down. All right, I warned you now. Oh, me.
My chitty chit chin, Sam the Sham. And the Pharaohs, number 23. On the Keener Music Guide countdown. Before that, Mr. Spaceman, the Birds. All right, man. This is just kind of one of those shows you enjoy doing, bringing back some great memories from 66. Right now, we're in the middle of a giant countdown, the Keener Music Guide countdown for October 23rd, 1966. Stick around. We've got, let me see. We are now on number 22. So stick around, all right?
Listening to Jukebox Memories on WHND Monroe with Tim Nixon and Tom Knight.
You know, go fix it, love it, 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 you know, go picture. The handwriting's on the wall. It's very plain to see that you don't love me. No, you never loved me at all. You've been out with other fellas. You think that I don't know. Well, you don't have to pin a rose on me, 'cause I knew it long ago. I have tried to make excuses for the things you do. I've tried to be fair.
Picture Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and that was number 21. She Ain't Loving You, the Distant Cousins, was number 22 on the Keener Music Guide for October 23rd, 1966, as a matter of fact. We're going to continue the countdown with some Love and Spoonful in just a second, so stick around, all right? It's 12:06, Tom Knight and Tim Nixon hanging in here, kind of reminiscing about the golden year of 1966. Let's eat.
I want to be a ghost.
An astronaut.
I want to be a pirate.
Shiver me timbers.
This year, McDonald's would like you to help us make Halloween safe for the kids. So we're offering our treat coupon book. Just buy a $1 book filled with 12 McDonald's dessert coupons. Good for pies, soft serve cones, sundaes, and McDonaldland cookies to give as delicious safe treats. Then we'll give you a jack-o'-lantern decal to put on your front door so kids and parents will know where to find the McDonald's treats.
I want to be a vampire.
A cat.
And to hold all the McDonald's treat coupons, your kids can even get a free reflective trick-or-treat bag that can easily be seen in the dark.
I want to be a clown. I want to be a bag of french fries.
So come to McDonald's for your treat coupon book and make this Halloween a safe and happy one.
Redeemable by children 12 and under at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Prices may vary, plus tax where applicable.
Because every single dollar is precious, you need to be absolutely certain that your drugstore purchases are absolutely the best quality merchandise at absolutely deep discount prices every single day. You need to accentuate the positive purchasing power of your drugstore dollar and eliminate the higher prices usually found at typical department stores and so-called discount drugstores. Now more than ever, you need Cecile's in Birmingham. Hello, Cecile Reichland here. Our clean, bright, easy-to-shop, no-frill stores tells our very simple story. Absolutely deep discount prices every single day for quality national brand drugstore type products, period. No weekend specials, no dollar days, no time or limits, no ifs, ands, or buts. When you need deep discount prices on major brand name health aids, beauty aids, designer fragrances, famous cosmetics, candy, chocolate, snacks, greeting cards, gift wrap, home and office stationery, paperback books, Timex watches, wallets, household products, and other drugstore type merchandise, you really need Cecile's. 850 South Woodward in Birmingham, where Hunter and Woodward meet between 14 and Maple. Cecile's, where we prove we really care about you. Watch for special Cecile's.
WHMD Honey Radio welcomes Gene Pitney to Detroit on Saturday, November 5th for a special one-night concert at the Grand Circus Theater in downtown Detroit.
When Liberty Valance rode to town.
Come out and share in the memories.
I live on the west side. She lives on the east side of the street.
Gene Pitney. Coming to Detroit Saturday, November 5th at 8 p.m. at the Grand Circus Theater. Tickets are on sale now at all CTC outlets and at the Grand Circus box office. For more information, call 965-5563. 965-5563 for Gene Pitney.
My arms reach out for you.
John Sebastian led this group, The Love is Spoonful, right? 1966. Rain on the Roof, number 20 on the WKNR Music Guide countdown for October 23rd.
You and me and rain on the roof, caught up in a summer shower, drying while it soaks the flowers. Maybe we'll be caught for hours, waiting out the sun. You and me were gabbing away, dreaming conversations, sitting in the hay. Honey, how long was I laughing in the rain? You were close, I didn't feel a drop till the thunder brought us to.
Thank you.
buildings reach up to the sky. The traffic thunders on the busy street. Pavement slips beneath my feet. I walk alone and wonder, who am I? I close my eyes, then I can fly. And I escape from all this worldly strife.
October 23, 1966. And prior to that, Who Am I? Pat Clark, number 18. This is number 16 as we conclude this second 15 of the top 30. on WHND, Holly 56. James and Bobby Purified. I'm your puppet. And you wonder, you just joined us, right? Why is everything from 1966? That's our theme. Mm-hmm. Souvenir 66. And right now, we're in the middle, and exactly in the middle, of the Keener Music Guide for the week of October 23rd, 1966. We have counted down from number 30 up to number 16. 15 will be coming up in just a second, and we will continue. There is plenty left, so stick around and enjoy.
From Rochester to Farmington Hills, now in 10 beautiful locations, Pulte offers you the best home buys in the metropolitan Detroit area.
You can choose your favorite design in traditional colonials and ranch-style condominiums from the 40s, and homes from the 50s to the 100s.
Choose the financing that suits you from Pulte's wide variety of innovative plans with interest rates that are well below the current market.
Of course, all of Pulte's award-winning homes are designed and built with the careful attention to detail and craftsmanship that's a Pulte tradition.
And most Pulte homes feature their unique expandable home concept. Extra bonus space to finish whenever and however you choose, which means you won't have to leave your home and neighborhood because you need more space.
And here's another Pulte bonus. A fully staffed service department to help you after you move in.
Pulte has it all. Price, location, quality, and the terms to move you in.
Check your newspaper for details. Then come visit a Pulte home.
Kowalski is celebrating October with Oktoberfest.
Kowalski Oktoberfest.
October Kowalski Fest.
Right now you can save on Kowalski Oktoberfest specials at your participating delicatessen, supermarket, or one of Kowalski's own fine shops. Enjoy that great taste of Kowalski knackwurst, bratwurst, German-style sausage, cooked beer and smoked salami, and Bavarian-style ham. All with that great old-world flavor and all at special Oktoberfest prices. Join the celebration. Treat your family to that fabulous Kowalski quality flavor during the Kowalski Oktoberfest and enjoy that great Kowalski taste and those great Kowalski savings.
Knackwurst and bratwurst.
German-style sausage and Bavarian-style ham.
Cooked beer and smoked salami.
Don't miss these great Kowalski Oktoberfest specials now at your participating delicatessen, supermarket, or one of Kowalski's own fine shops. Kowalski is bringing you their best for Oktoberfest.
Hi, I'm Moose of Moose and the Sharks, the WHND Entertainment Update Editor, with a special Sunday edition of Entertainment Update. Superjock Tim Nixon will be at Mr. Christian's this Sunday, and Larry London will be at Bodine's in Dearborn Heights tonight with host band Benny and the Jets. Gold Crown Lanes on 14 and DeQuinder will feature the Kicks Band starting Wednesday. Clinton Township will be rocking to the sounds of Moose and the Sharks at the Imperial Lounge in the Imperial Lanes Complex on Garfield, south of M59, starting Tuesday. The Banks kick out the jams at Blondie's Lounge all next week. Sharky's Lounge on Harper near Cadieux on the east side of Detroit will present an Oldies Halloween concert, Halloween Night, October 31st, with Benny and the Jets, Moose and the Sharks, Sonny Freeman and the Unusuals, the Deltones, the Michigan Avenue Band, the Park Avenue Band, and special guest star Larry London. Tickets at Sharky's. Boogie Bryan will be at the River Rouge Hotel this Wednesday. This is Moose of Moose and the Sharks, the WHND Entertainment Editor, saying get out
and
relax because it's Sunday.
Moose also called in, and he mentioned that Bonnie and the Working Girls are at Tom's Tavern on Michigan Avenue. Detroit area weather for Flint, Monroe, and Newport down there. That's what I needed to say. It's, dense fog diminishing this afternoon, all right? And dissipating, I guess, is the word they use. Cloudy with intermittent drizzle and a high of 56 expected today. Cloudy and a chance of drizzle tonight, a low of 46, and then partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 57. Right now, it's still drizzly and 55 degrees at Honey Radio, WHND. But no matter, it's a little dreary out there. We'll put some good vibes in the room and take care of it and put a little grin on your chin, a little sunshine in your heart.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. she's somehow close to me now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Jukebox Memories, taking a look at Souvenir 66. That was number 15 in the Keener Music Guide for October 23rd, 1966. We will get back with the rest, the top 14. But you're going to have to stick around. We've got to take a little break. There's something happening in the news that you need to know about. And so we'd like to invite you to stick around and listen from the network, and then we will be back. So please stay.
The Pentagon is now confirming that 120 U.S. Marines and Navy support people are dead in the kamikaze car bombing of Marine headquarters in Beirut. 45 injured have been evacuated so far out of the more than 100 who are wounded. The sleeping Marines were the early morning targets of a car packed with a ton of explosives. It crashed into the lobby of the four-store building and detonated. Moments later, a French peacekeeping unit was leveled the same way.
At the French command post where, like at the Marine headquarters, these were two four-story buildings. They just collapsed like a pack of cards. There's nothing there even to believe there was once a building. It's just two massive piles of rubble.
BBC correspondent Chris Drake in Beirut says Lebanese civil defense counts 25 French dead. As the surviving Marines frantically pawed at the rubble to dig out their people, they came under sniper attack from two directions, but they continued scrabbling. Survivors are being helicoptered and airlifted to U.S. warships offshore and military hospitals in Cyprus and West Germany. No one has claimed responsibility for what Major Bob George
Gordon called the worst carnage I've seen since Vietnam.
The White House is saying it has circumstantial evidence that points the finger of blame toward Iran. Acting News Secretary Larry Speaks says part of the circumstantial evidence is the similarity between today's bombing and the terrorist explosion at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut in April of this year. In that bombing, Iran is also considered a prime suspect.
Correspondent Joey Walsh at the White House, where President Reagan met with his national security advisors. This morning, Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger said a major concern now is ensuring the safety of the U.S. Marines. The 120 who died represent the greatest loss of life since the Vietnam War. And Senator Patrick Leahy says that fact...